This is a question that has been sent to me. A devotee relates that he saw another ISKCON devotee reading a Gita Press edition of the Bhagavad Gita. And this devotee who asked me this question said that he asked that devotee why he was reading the Gita Press edition and not Srila Prabhupada's edition. And that devotee replied that his guru had said that the Gita Press edition was good for the word-to-word translations. And then again he saw another devotee, he said, it's not very clear, I presumed he was reading the Bhagavad Gita of Gita Press. Another initiated devotee who was reading the Gita Press book, and the devotee who's sending me this question, Murari Prabhu, he asked her why she was reading Gita Press edition. And she said the same thing, that the word-to-word meanings are good or better. Murari says, I can't remember exactly what she said. So the question is, are we meant to refer to Gita Press's Bhagavad Gita at all for any reason? Gita Press, for many years, was concentrating on Hindi editions. Now they have in other languages, in Telugu also. When I was traveling extensively in Andhra Pradesh in the early 1990s, mostly we used to hear people say that they had the edition called the Gita Makarandam. That's by Sundar Chaitanya, is it? No. Some Mayavadi. So that Gita Press edition has become popular here? Becoming popular. But they ask for Gita Makarandam. They think that's the standard edition. Even though we've distributed, we must have distributed at least 500,000 Telugu Bhagavad Gitas. Bhagavad Gita Jata Tata. Yes, yeah, slowly people are changing. It's like, it used to be, and it still is to some extent, that if anyone in India becomes interested in spiritual matters, then they want to read Swami Vivekananda's books. That's the usual thing. And they get all messed up. But gradually that's changing. And at the moment there's... supposed to be for the more intelligent class. People are interested in Shri Shri, Shri Shri someone or other. Someone could make good use of a bullet. Anyway, don't translate that. You can say there are different gurus who are popular. But the very fact that Srila Prabhupada's books have been distributed so much means that people are becoming aware of them. A few years ago, I saw in a newspaper, in some famous person in Maharashtra was being taken to jail, and in his hand he had in his hand he had Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And about 3 years ago, the Ambani, I can't remember which Ambani brother, probably the senior, he commissioned from BBT Bombay an edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. I think just 1,000 copies, a small print run, but printed in very high quality with gold embossing and like this. And Bhima Prabhu, who's in charge of the BBT in Bombay, he told me that when he or someone asked the wife of whichever Ambani it was, why they chose this edition, she said that, well, when you think of Bhagavad Gita, naturally you think of Bhagavad Gita as it is. But still, there are other editions out there. And the Gita Press edition is well established among the Hindi reading public, because for years the Gita Press has been producing the Bhagavad Gita with Hindi. Well, they have different editions. They have different editions, some with the shlokas only, some with shlokas and translations, and some with shlokas, translations, and commentary. That's the worst. And because they've promoted this and they've made it available very cheaply, it's very widely spread in the Hindi-speaking area. Now, one feature of Gita Press books is that they're most assiduous in trying to make very accurate translations. So if someone wants to, the reason that's been given for reading the Gita Press edition instead of Prabhupada's edition is because the word-for-word translation, I suppose it's supposed to be very accurate. I wonder what exactly that means, because many of the words of Bhagavad Gita can be understood in different ways. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita, we find many words that are used many times. For instance, Atma, Yoga, Sannyasa, Sannyasi, Karma. These are just a few examples of words that are used many times in Bhagavad Gita. And it requires explication. You have to understand how the word is being used according to context. For instance, what is that? I atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanaha. In one verse, Krishna says that the Atma is the friend of the Atma, and again he says the Atma is the enemy of the Atma. Then we have, what is that? I quoted yesterday. Atmanyeva atmana tushta. It could be translated in different ways. That one is the self by the self is satisfied. This could be translated in various ways. So I'm not sure what they mean when they say the word-for-word translation is very accurate. What I understand from Srila Prabhupada is that Bhagavad Gita, as it's called as it is, because it accurately presents what Krishna presents. And the ability to understand Bhagavad Gita comes as it is, comes not from a dictionary scholarship. Sa eva yang maya tedya yoga prokta puratanaha bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. Krishna says to Arjuna that very ancient science of yoga, which has been lost, I am now going to speak to you today because you are my devotee and my friend. You can understand this topmost mystery. So the idea that someone is giving a more accurate translation than Srila Prabhupada is offensive to Srila Prabhupada, and it's wrong. It's just incorrect. There may be recourse to consult other editions of Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada wasn't against that, especially reading the commentaries of our other Vaishnava acharyas. But that may be done especially by research scholars within ISKCON. That's not for everyone. If ordinary, neophyte devotees, if they read Gita Press Gita, they're not going to get bhakti. There were maybe hundreds of editions of Gita present in the world before Bhagavad Gita as it is was widely distributed. People were not becoming devotees of Krishna. People don't become devotees of Krishna by reading Gita Makarandam. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke to take us out of ignorance. So, but by reading editions by non-devotees, simply our ignorance increases. And people get, for instance, the idea that Krishna and Rama have come from some impersonal absolute, which is not in Bhagavad Gita. That's this, that is the offensive speculation of some Mayavadis. So this is a very wrong idea that we can safely assume that Srila Prabhupada would not at all be pleased that people are coming to his organization and reading non-devotee editions of Bhagavad Gita instead of his Bhagavad Gita. I carry a Gita Press edition of Bhagavad Gita with me, shlokas only, just for chanting the shlokas. I'm not in the slightest bit interested in their translations or their commentaries. What to do? You can tell people this, but within our society, but they won't listen. My guru told me, we should understand that guru in ISKCON means a faithful follower of Srila Prabhupada. If someone tells you not to read Prabhupada's books, they're not a follower of Srila Prabhupada. The thing that Srila Prabhupada emphasized the most was to distribute his books and read his books. So if someone has another idea, well, we can say they're devotees, but we can't say they're followers of Srila Prabhupada. Then they should go and start their own organization. But what can I say? These things will go on, unfortunately, within what's supposed to be ISKCON. Okay. Then the next question. The next question is connected with that. Is it okay to use Gita Press editions for the shlokas only? I already answered that. As much as I've been doing so for years.